Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I had the chance to sit down with Jeffrey Kaner, principal flute of the Philadelphia Orchestra, when he and the orchestra were premiering a new concerto by Samuel Jones. There's so much variety in this concerto. The first movement is a lament, and it really taps into a musical expression of grief.
Yes, both Sam and I have experienced over the course of creating this work situations in our personal lives which made this appropriate in a way, the idea of a lament that is the first movement. So there is that sort of personal connection with the creation of the piece. The second movement is sort of a waltz that is playful and also a little bit kind of twisted. It's fun and it's funny.
What do you mean by twisted?
Well, it sets you up to understand how it will proceed being a waltz, and then he throws a little angle at you. He comes in on the second beat rather than the first beat. So there are little sort of spicy elements to it, which one might not expect, and make it, you know, so much more interesting and playful.
And acrobatic for you.
And quite acrobatic, yes. There are technical challenges in this piece, and it's been fun working on them.
And then there's this dream montage, which has bells in it, it has marching sounds, and references to tunes we know, but kind of in a different way.
Well, the third movement is in sort of reference to the fact that this is Philadelphia. This was written for me and the Philadelphia Orchestra. So the Liberty Bell is pitched in E-flat, as is the bell in the piece, and there are a lot of colonial references and up to the present day. So yes, hymns, spirituals, all sorts of tunes, Revolutionary War tunes, all of these sort of have elements in this. The history of Philadelphia is basically in the third movement.
It's really demanding, I would imagine, from just listening to it, it's demanding to play physically and technically. Do you think about the emotional content of it as well when you're playing?
I don't think about it. I mean, I'm emotional as I go through it. It's not something I, you know, it's just the way I play it. It's there. It's not something that I sort of turn to think about. It's just the way I play it.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.